You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of power, this hour of us praying, to an hour of praise. We know that the power is God. Amen. He is the power of powers. He is the Almighty. And I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Hallelujah. We are entering into His presence right now. We're entering into His presence with thanksgiving, and we're entering into His courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge You in this moment, and we lift You up, and we set ourselves in You right now. We present ourselves unto You, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, God, we thank You that we may know Your good and Your perfect will, Your acceptable will for us in this now, Lord God. And so we praise You right now, Lord God, and we lift You up right now, oh God, and we exalt Your name right now, oh God, and we bless Your name right now, oh God. We declare we need You right now, oh God. You are our source right now, oh God. You are our living water right now, oh God. You are our ever-present help right now, oh God. You are our great I Am. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our shepherd leading us. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are, oh God, You are the only living God. You are, oh God, the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. So why wouldn't we run to You first? You are, oh God, You are the Lamb of God. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the omnipotent one, the all-powerful one. You are, oh God, faithful. You are merciful. You are gracious, oh God, and we acknowledge You right now. You are our daily bread. You are our right now faith. We need Your presence, Heavenly Father, in our life. We need Your presence, oh God, in the goings, in the comings. We need Your presence, oh God, everywhere we go. We need Your presence in every situation pertaining to us. We need Your presence in our life, oh God. And we're hungry for Your presence in this now. And we're thirsty for Your presence in this now. And we thank You that we can depend on Your presence, oh God. For Your word lets us know that You will never leave us nor forsake us. Your word lets us know, oh God, in Psalm 23, oh God, that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for Thou art with us. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort us. We thank You, oh God. We thank You because Your word lets us know that You are Emmanuel, God, with us. And so, God, we thank You for Your presence in our life right now. We thank You for Your presence in our life right now. We thank You, oh God, for Your presence. May we come to know Your presence even more. May we become more intimate with your presence. May our living, our daily living be in your presence, God. In this month of August, oh God, we seek your presence. We seek your presence by way of praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Mm-hmm. See, the Lord spoke. I'm going to say it again. The Lord spoke to me and saying, praise me in this month. We're setting our intention in praising our God. We're setting our intention in this month and praising you, Yahweh, in praising you, Elohim. We're setting our intention and setting in praising you, El Elyon, the Most High God. Psalm 22:3 says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Who is Israel? His people. Who is Israel? You and I. His sheep. His sons and daughters. The Bible says in Psalm 100 that we are his sheep, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We enter, we are gain access. One of the ways we gain access in his presence is through our praise. He inhabits the praises of Israel. To inhabit is to live, dwell, occupy, make a permanent home in a place. He is making himself comfortable in the midst of our praise. And so I ask us in this day of August 3rd, I ask us, what is the condition of our praise unto God? Is our praise conditional? Do we have a conditional praise that when our circumstances are going how we like, then we praise? And when they're not going how we like, then we don't praise? Or for some of us, it can be vice versa. The thing's not going well and it pushes me to praise. And then when everything's going well, I don't praise as much. Oh, Lord. Or do we have a always praise? May our spiritual practice in this month be a praise unto him, unto God. Where Apostle Paul even speaks from in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to rejoice always. It is possible for us to have a rejoice. It is possible for us to have a count it all joy. Independent of circumstance and independent of situation and independent of the condition of my finances and independent of the condition of my body, but dependent on God, dependent on Jehovah Rapha, our healer. My praise, our praise is dependent. We're setting our praise dependent on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Our praise dependent on Jehovah Shalom, our Prince of Peace, independent of the storm and independent of the trouble, that I can praise in the midst of. Oh, Lord, we want a unconditional praise, God. We don't want to be so pulled down by earthly things that it chokes our praise out.
that it suffocates our praise unto you, that it kills our praise, that it steals our praise, that it destroys our praise unto you. God, we praise you right now, oh God. And God, we set our practice, an intention to praise you. That we become stronger in our praise unto you. That we have your presence as we praise you. That we begin to take on your perspective as we praise you. That we experience your power as we praise you. And so, God, we praise you right now. We praise you, oh God, in the midst of the storm. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the trouble. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the angst. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the fog. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the dim. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the dark. Oh God, we praise you right now in the midst of the affliction. Oh God, we praise you right now while we are waiting. Oh God, we praise you right now when we don't know how it's going to turn out. Oh God, we praise you right now. Hallelujah. But then we do know how, and we come to know, and we will come to know how it will turn out as we are in your presence, oh God, praising you and you abiding in the place of our praise, dwelling in the place of our praise. Oh God, we praise you when we see no way. Yes, God, who makes a way out of no way. Oh, we praise you in the midst of our weakness. God, you are our strength in our weakness. You are the strength in the place of our weakness. Oh God, we praise you and see your grace. Be sufficient. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you in the midst of that depressed place. Oh God, we praise you that we come into a shalom, a peace that you give us, oh God, a peace not like the world, oh God, a peace that surpasses all our understanding, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, yes, we fasten ourselves to praise you. Oh God, yes, we command our souls to praise you, to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Oh gosh. Oh my soul. Yes, Lord. In all that is within me, bless his holy name. Oh Lord, we bless you. I command, we command our soul to bless you, Lord. Our soul that you restore, our soul that you preserve. Oh, we command our soul in the place of them soul cries. Hallelujah. We also release a praise, a cry of praise. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you and we praise you, oh God. We practice and practice and practice a praise unto you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebosa, rebasanda boso. This is our spiritual practice. Oh, yes, God, that in the midst of being overwhelmed, God, I'm praising you. We praise you right now, oh God. In the midst of the worry, oh, we choose to praise you and invite you into that circumstance, that condition, that situation, that relationship, that financial condition, that occupational condition. We choose to invite you in by way of praise. Yes, God. We choose to do this with you by way of praise, oh God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise is also a posture of faith, that my faith says, I believe in the one who sits on the throne. who sits high and look low. My faith is in you, God, and therefore I praise you, hallelujah. I praise you, oh God, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah. No more are we getting tossed to and fro by earthly things. We can ascend higher, hallelujah, rebasa. My emotional health does not have to be dependent on, does not our emotional health have, does not have to be dependent on what's going on in the earthly realm. What's going right, what's going wrong, what's unfortunate and what's fortunate, what's the trouble and what's the ease, how people are pleasing us or how they're not pleasing us. God, we ascend higher. Oh Lord, let our praise take us into another perspective. Lord God, we bring our flesh under subjection by way of praise. We choose, hallelujah, to cause our flesh to come into obedience unto you. And praise your name. Oh, yes, Kayerabosa. It is scripture. It is scripture. Ha ha, Yabosa. It is scripture. Yes, ha ha. I sikiate bosa. Yes, we already see James in the book of James, chapter 1. It says, count it all joy when you find yourselves in diverse temptations and various trials, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. Ah, and so let patience have its perfect work, that we may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. Oh, I'm lacking, Rebasaya, and the evidence of it is in my response. Oh, I'm lacking faith, and the evidence of it is in my response. It's how I view the thing. It's how I choose. It's how I'm deciding. Are we deciding from the place of God, or are we deciding from the place of our feelings? Are we deciding from the place of God, or we are deciding from the place of our nerves? Ooh, what do you mean? What do you mean, Mika? Oh, this is getting on my nerves. Oh, ain't nobody got, oh, this is not, Okay. Are we deciding from the place of God, or are we deciding from the place of our feelings? Are we deciding from the place of God? Or are we deciding from the place of our own proclivities and inclinations? Are we deciding from the place of God? Hallelujah. Or are we deciding from the place of a lack? Are we deciding from the place of God, or are we deciding from the place of pride? Oh, are we deciding from the place of God, or are we deciding from the place of being able to sustain ourselves, being able to do it for ourselves? Oh, God, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you. You see, praise will take the pride of us and decrease that. You see, our praise will help us to enter even more into the humble place, and to enter in even more into the meek place, to begin to see clear. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you. Karabosa. We praise you and allow you to do the exalting. We praise you, oh God, and allow you to do the warring. We praise you, oh God, and allow you to fight our battles. We praise you, oh God, and trust you to move on our behalf. We praise you, oh God, and tend to your business as you tend to our business. Oh God, this month we are intentioning ourselves to praising you, that we can grow in the place of praise. Ha, Yerobosa. Become rich in the place of our praise unto you. Ha, Yerobosa. Oh God, evolve in the place of our praise unto you, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, God, we praise you right now.
We praise you. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We experience there's a supernatural that takes place at the point of our praise unto God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, there's a supernatural provision that takes place at the point of our praise unto God. Oh, God, we praise you. And the more that we praise God, the less that we are mindful of ourselves. We are setting our mind on Christ. Yes, God. Someone needs to declare right now, I have the mind of Christ. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, yes, God, we praise. We're praising you through the transitions of the thing. We're praising you through the physical transitions of the thing. Oh, God, we're praising you. Hallelujah. We're praising you, oh, God. We praise you as we wait on you, oh, God. We praise you, oh, God. Let praise color and reshape even how we pray. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. That in that place of us practicing a praise unto you, it changes my relationship with you. It changes how I speak to you. It changes my prayer place. It changes and causes me to come higher, to come into a knowing, cause us to come into a knowing that with God, an intimate knowing, not a head knowing, a heart knowing. Come on. Not a head knowing, a feet knowing, not a head knowing, a hands knowing that with God, all things are possible. Yes, God. That as we praise you, we come into a faith knowing that with God, all things are possible. Oh, we come into a knowing, an intimate heart knowing that as we praise you, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Oh, we come into a knowing, an intimate knowing, a heart knowing, that changes the way we live. And the way we move, and the way we have our being, as we are praising you, oh God. Yes, hayeboso yerabasa. Stillness becomes starts to look attractive. Ahaha. Waiting starts to look attractive. Yes, God. Woo, Jesus. As we praise you, oh God. Yes. As we praise you. See, God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. It doesn't make sense to praise you, God, right now. Do you even understand and know the gravity, the severity of what I'm going through? Yes. Oh, he knows it better than we, and he'll set us in a place of praise me. Do you trust me? Praise me. Hayeroboso. That now our praise has our prayer not in a place of worry and doubt, because we can pray worry and we can pray doubt, but we're praying faith and we're praying that my God is able. Your God is able. Oh God, we praise you. That as we praise you, you're breathing and you're inhabiting that place. What happens is we're in your breath. We're right under your nostrils. We're right in nose to nose, mouth to mouth, face to face. We're prostrate in you, oh God. And you're breathing your breath of life on us. So God, we thank you. We thank you even in this day that as we praise you, you're breathing your breath of life on us. God, what we need, what we truly need is a relationship with you that is even more intimate, even more dependent on you, even more transformative. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, Yerobo soul. Oh God, we need you. 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 Oh Lord, we need you. Oh Lord, we need you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. I thank you that you're adding more of you to us. Yes, God. Mm-hmm. See, when we get more of God and we just have the presence of God, then we have full access. And then what's his is ours. And then we're walking in the power and authority aligned with Christ Jesus. Yes, God. And so we praise you. And we praise you. Yes, God. And we praise you. I vow to praise you. Through the good and the bad, and we'll praise you, whether happy or sad, and we'll praise you in all that we go through, because praise is what we do. Yes, and we owe it all to you. Yes, hallelujah. Woo! Kiara basa tabosia. Praise is what we do. Yes, God. Ooh, hallelujah. Is what we do. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise is what we do. Ooh, yes, God. Is what we do. Yes, hallelujah. This is what we're doing this month. We are praising God. Yes, we praise you, O God. Alpha and Omega, we praise you. Beginning and end, we praise you. First and last, we praise you. Author and finisher of our faith, we praise you. King of kings, we praise you. Lord of lords, we praise you. He who begun a good work in us and shall complete it, we praise you. Hallelujah. Rebasaya, way maker, we praise you. Miracle worker, we praise you. Ah, yes, I am a mountain mover. We praise you. Oh, we praise you, oh God. Praise is what we do. Oh, yes, hallelujah. It's what we do in the midnight hour. Oh, we praise you. In the late, in the midnight hour, we praise you. In the weeping may endure for a night. Ashaya, we praise you. And see, joy cometh in the morning. In the bound place, we praise you. In the shackled place, we praise you. Ah, Yeraba. In the oppressed place, we praise you. Oh, Yeraba, see ya. Mm-hmm. In a place where we're seeing that everything is not perfect and is not the way we want and is causing us to be have a ooh and ah, no, we're now choosing to praise you in that place. You work it out. You perfect it. We praise you, God. Praise is what we do. Yes, God. Ooh. Yes, God, is what we do. Praise us. Praising you begins to give us a, you begin to whisper. We begin to hear even more in the still small voice and holding on to your word. And not allowing the winds and the waves to cause us to let go. But no, I'm holding on to the word. I'm holding on to my Lord. I'm holding on. We're holding on to our Savior. We're holding on to your promise. We're holding on. To your plan. We're holding on. We're holding on to you, God. And so, Lord, we truly are grateful. We truly are grateful for your presence. We truly are grateful for your presence. Make us wealthy in the place of praise, that We open our eyes and experiencing and seeing heaven on earth. Oh, it's possible. It's possible. Oh, God, we praise you. And as we praise you, oh, God, our love and our ability to love is transformed and starts to reflect you even more. Oh, God, as we praise you, we're seeing the byproduct of our praise and our patience, in the fruit of our patience. Oh, God, as we praise you, we're seeing the byproduct of our praise in the fruitfulness of our gentleness. Oh, God, as we praise you, we're experiencing the byproduct of our praise in that of a faithfulness and a gentleness and a kindness and a forgiveness, being quick to forgive. Oh, God, as we praise you, we're seeing the byproduct of our praise unto you in the form and in the fashion of not holding accounts of wrongdoings. Oh, God, as we praise you, our recall now is God and the promises of God and versus the unfortunates of yester versus the past with yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. We say yes, even right now. Yes to spending more time with you. Yes to choosing to trust you and lean not on our own understanding. Yes to praising you at all times. Yes. Yes. Yes to surrender. Yes to submitting. Yes. Yes. Yes to giving it to you. Yes. Whatever that yes is, whatever that yes is for us specifically, yes to prioritizing our relationship with you, yes to seeking the blessor and not the blessings, yes, 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 yes. 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 God is asking for a yes from all of us, including me. What's the new yes? What's the new yes? What's the new yes? That I'm not so professional in my walk with Christ. Amen. Come on, somebody. That I don't have another yes to give him. Every day it's a yes. Every day it's a yes. So So I'm fastening, and I pray that we fasten ourselves to praising God, like intentionally every single day, praising God and practicing that, and see who we see the supernatural of us 30 days from now. When something comes up and we are inclined to respond in a very natural way, may the Holy Spirit arrest us, seize us. And in that moment, I'm commanding my soul to bless the Lord. We're commanding our soul to bless the Lord. In the midst of the frustration, I'm commanding my soul to bless the Lord. In the midst of the tears, I'm commanding my soul to bless the Lord. In the midst of the injustice, I'm commanding my soul to bless the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you. Even in the midst of the laughter, I'm still commanding my soul to bless the Lord. When the emotions get high, Holy Spirit, seize us. And cause us to remember, command your soul to bless the Lord. And so we command our souls to bless you, Lord. We command. We learn this place of praise, that we are truly transformed, that our praise, our worship unto you, our posture unto you, the way we live and move and have our being is truly peculiar. It's truly strange that we can be the burning bush where Moses stopped and looked at the burning bush because it wasn't being consumed. We can be someone's burning bush by the way we live and move and have our being in Jesus. That is peculiar. Your praise is peculiar. It's attractive. It's stirring up a curiosity. How do we get to that place? Through our practice. And so, God, we thank you for this blessed time. Where not only were we praising you, but also you conditioning us and teaching us and renewing our mind and setting us on the channel to praise you. Setting us on the specific space of mindfully now praising you. Intentionally praising you. I'm running late. I'm going to praise my Father. Oh, I wasn't expecting this type of pull on me or this type of ask. And now I find myself I'm going to praise my Father. Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask that you make us very aware and of the opportunities that you are creating for us to praise you. Oh, and let us be in the knowing and the wisdom that those opportunities will come with our flesh. Our flesh may feel the opposite of it being an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Our flesh and the old man of us that needs to be denied may not register, will not be in agreement that this is an opportune time. Mm-hmm. Let us be discerning of you, Holy Spirit. This is the opportune time. Yes. 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 This is the opportune time. Mm-hmm. This is the opportune time to praise you. And so we praise you. We see the opportune time of Apostle Paul praising God. The opportune time was bound in the prison with Saul. The opportune time was right upon what in the midst of that beaten and right on the finishings of the beaten. The opportune time was when I was being shipwrecked. The opportune time. Hayebo soul may not be the opportune time if we're so carnally minded, earthly minded. The opportune time. Shadow bulls. Was the beaten with rods, the pelted with stones. The more than once time shipwrecked, the opportune time to praise the Lord. Constantly on the move, the opportune time to praise the Lord. Endangered by his fellow Jews, the opportune time to praise the Lord. In danger from Gentiles, the opportune time to praise the Lord. In danger at sea, the opportune time to praise the Lord. Hungry and thirsty, the opportune time to praise the Lord. Cold and naked, the opportune time to praise the Lord. The daily pressures of his concern for the church, the opportune time to praise the Lord. Oh God, we praise you. 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 And we bless your name. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity to praise you in the meeting place, the meeting of you in the place of our praise, that you put in your super on our natural, that you put in your power in those dead places, barren places, grave places, your resurrection power. Oh, yes. In this day, in this 2026, I believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. I believe that he is able to do miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that with him, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and we are praising the Most High God. Hallelujah. Remember, with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.